As Pride Month gets underway with unprecedented organized attempts to roll back progress made by LGBTQI plus Americans and enshrine exclusionary and destructive policies into law, always under the guise of religion, the Faith for Pride campaign rolls out to raise up religiously motivated acts of inclusivity and love. There's complete information on what's being done and what groups are taking part at www.faithforpride.org. And one of the prominent organizations involved is Kashet Working for Full Inclusion of LGBTQI plus persons and families in Jewish life. Shannon Saul is Community Mobilization Manager at Kashet, and I am happy to have her with us today on State of Belief Radio. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Why was it so important for Kashet to be part of Faith for Pride?
Yeah, well, as you said, too often, the arguments on the other side of this, the arguments that are trying to not let people live their lives authentically and not let people love who they love, are made in the name of religion. And we know that actually the vast majority of people of faith, 69% of them, support non-discrimination protections against LGBTQ folks. And so it was really important for Kashet and the other organizations that we partnered with to make sure that we make a statement this Pride Month that you can't use religion to discriminate anymore. That's not a valid argument.
Would you talk about how you see Jewish tradition calling for this kind of inclusivity?
Yes, absolutely. So we have several Jewish values that really tell us that we need to be not only inclusive, but taking action for equality. So the first would be B'Tselem Elohim, which is in the eyes of God. And we in the Jewish faith believe that all are created in the image of the divine, and that includes LGBTQ folks. And so that means that we not only treat them with respect, but we treat them as also part of the divine image. Mm-hmm. We also have beliefs in Judaism of pikuach nefesh, which means protecting life above all else. And we know that doing something as simple as respecting someone's pronouns or giving a trans youth access to gender-affirming care can save their life. Access to gender-affirming care can reduce the risk of suicide for trans youth by 60%. So that's another big Jewish value of ours. We also have values of communal responsibility and being in solidarity with one another, and tikkun olam, or repairing the world. So all of those values together mean that we not only are inclusive and respectful and see the dignity in LGBTQ folks, but that we also push and take action because our faith calls us to make a more equal world.
Hmm. What specific event or events are you organizing to raise up Faith for Pride within the Kashet community?
Yes, that's a great question. So if you go to faithforpride.org, like you mentioned, you will see events happening all across the country this month. And Kashet is hosting several of those. One major one is on June 14th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. We are co-hosting with the Women of Reform Judaism and the Religious Action Center on Reform Judaism, an event on active allyship. So showing how to show up against the legislation that's been passing across the country that's so hateful. And we'll have a panel of three trans folks in the Jewish community talking about their lived experiences. But like I said, on this map, on our website, you can find events at the national level that are virtual and also events near you.
Hmm. Anti-Semitic acts, we know, have been on the rise at the same time as we see anti-LGBT sentiment growing. Would you talk about the challenges of working at the intersection of both of those identities?
Yeah. You know, I actually see working at the intersection of both of those identities as actually a blessing rather than a challenge. You know, obviously, having both of those identities personally and working with other folks who do can present a danger because of the rising hate. But I really see working in the Jewish community as a blessing because Jews know what it's like to be the outsider, and Jews know what it's like to face this kind of hate and discrimination. So it's really not hard to have empathy for the LGBTQ community. Yes. And then also, I think also we've seen such similar rhetoric. We've seen rhetoric that accuses Jews of being pedophiles or grooming children. And that is the same rhetoric that we now see deployed against the LGBTQ community. So we really have a lot in common, and it makes it really easy for us to stand in solidarity.
Hmm. There is effective fear-mongering spewing from the political religious right that paints LGBTQI plus persons as predators, groomers, and godless hedonists. It's one thing for you or for me to understand how preposterous that propaganda is, but it's quite another thing to make effective counter-arguments. What are some more effective ways to win over hearts and minds in your experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, I always try to bring it back to the human level. I think that it's really easy to get lost in the culture wars that the right, the religious right, is trying to engage in. And rather than kind of playing their game, bringing it back to the human values of dignity and respecting life, and wanting people to live as their authentic selves, and wanting, ultimately comes down to saving lives. We know that treating LGBTQ people with respect does save their lives. And whether it's religious people who all share religious values of dignity, respect, loving one's neighbor as oneself, all of those things, or someone who's not religious, just having human values of respect and dignity. I think that bringing it down to the human level, to the individual level, and also when someone knows someone who's LGBTQ, or you can tell them about a friend that you have that's LGBTQ, it brings it a lot more personal rather than talking points that someone heard on a radio show or on TV.
Are you hopeful about the prospects of reversing the anti-LGBTQI plus flood of policymaking and hateful rhetoric in the months and years ahead?
I will say yes and no to that question. I think that I definitely think I'm a realist, and so I recognize what we're up against. And at the same time, I have witness the power of people coming together to fight for LGBTQ rights, and especially the divine power that comes when religious folks do that. And, you know, I've talked to legislators and policymakers who hear from a rabbi or hear from a pastor about how they're respecting LGBTQ folks in their community and their perspective changes. So while they're sure there's an uphill battle right now with the attacks happening across the country, I do have hope. And I think that it's really important that folks stay involved, because the more that policymakers hear those things, the less likely they are to continue these absurd, hateful attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that people continue this conversation and this fight outside of Pride Month. Working in a position where we're doing LGBTQ rights all the time, we always get tons of requests leading up to Pride Month, which makes sense. And I'm glad that people are doing that. And once June ends, there's still so much fight left. And so I would love for folks to continue being advocates, whether that's in your small community, whether that's respecting a friend's preferred pronouns, whether that's talking to your local church about having gender-neutral bathrooms, or calling a representative. There are so many different levels at which folks can take action, and I think it's really important that we do that year-round.
Would you also, while you're with us, talk about some of the other initiatives that Keshet has underway?
Yes, absolutely. So Keshet has three major programs. So we're the nation's leading LGBTQ Jewish organization, as you mentioned, and one of our programs is education and training. So we go to Jewish communities and organizations across the country and provide them with training and education on how to be inclusive of LGBTQ community members. We also have a youth team that works with LGBTQ Jewish youth to provide spaces for them to be authentic with one another and to take action if that's how they feel empowered. And then where I fit into Keshet's program team is I'm a part of our community mobilization team. So we are doing the advocacy, the legislative efforts, getting people to call and meet with their representatives, that kind of stuff. But if you go to keshetonline.org, you can see all of Keshet's efforts and our upcoming events as well.
How can our listeners learn more about the work of Keshet, and how can they support the organization?
Keshet's website is keshetonline.org. That's K-E-S-H-E-T online.org. And folks can sign up for our email list there, see all of our events that we have going on. We also have lots of resources on that website for how to see inclusion and taking action through a religious lens. But also folks are welcome to reach out to me. My email is shannon.saul@keshetonline.org. And feel free to ask me about anything you find on our website or anything I said today.
Shannon Saul is a community mobilization manager of Keshet, which works for the full equality of all LGBTQ Jews and families in Jewish life. Find out more at keshetonline.org and get complete information on Faith for Pride at faithforpride.org. Shannon, thank you so much for what you are doing, and thank you also for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.